It's happened again. An elderly couple visiting from Texas left their hotel room in Kanab on Monday, October 2nd, on what they hoped would be a day trip to see Lake Powell. Nearly a week later, a rancher checking his cattle spotted the 78-year-old woman lying beside a dirt road, severely dehydrated and confused. Based on information provided by the woman, authorities, with the help of a medical helicopter, were able to locate the rental car and then her 76-year-old husband clinging to life. The couple's critical mistake? Trusting the advice of a GPS travel aid, Kane County Deputy Alan Aldridge. Alan Aldridge, Kane County Sheriff's Department, it's happened again, and there's a couple from Texas that's lucky to be alive.
That is correct, yes.
What did this couple do wrong, and what did they do right?
Well, I don't know, as far as wrong, I guess just the fact that they, I don't know if you consider it right or wrong or not, they apparently followed the GPS, and the GPS led them into an area where they really shouldn't have been in a two-wheel drive rental car. I guess the thing that maybe they done wrong is they should have realized earlier that they shouldn't have continued going and gotten pulled over and turned around before they tried to. And so that's kind of what they did. They lucked out kind of on the elements and the time of year. It's a little bit cooler. It had rain, a little bit of water and moisture in the air. They were able to find some shelter, which helped them out a little bit for a couple of days. And so, yeah, a lot of things kind of fell into place for them to help them survive this.
A rancher came across the woman, and that was fortuitous as well.
Yes, yeah, that's kind of what kicked it all off, is the fact that he found her laying in the road and stopped to give her some aid and got her hooked up with one of our deputies to get to the hospital. And through the course of that, we were able to realize that her husband was probably still out there somewhere. And so we sent additional resources to try and find him, to include a medical helicopter that was able to find the car pretty quick and was kind of able to backtrack with following their, you know, footprints and stuff. We're able to locate him in an old trailer that was there in the area.
The gentleman still in the hospital?
Yes, he's still in the hospital in St. George, recovering. He's actually been moved to a rehab area in the hospital. I guess he suffered a little stroke earlier in the week, and so they're doing some rehab with him to help him get to where he can walk good again and be able to head home to Texas.
The woman, it was not necessary for her to be hospitalized?
She spent one night in the hospital in Kanab, where they gave her a lot of fluids and some antibiotics and stuff. And then the next day, Tuesday, she was able to be checked out, and we drove her down to the hospital in St. George where her husband was at.
Thank you for your time, Alan. Anything else that people need to know about this or other similar incidents?
You know, this is just a pretty common occurrence for us over here. GPSs are a great tool. They have their limitations in rural Utah, where it tries to identify these backwoods dirt roads for people to use. And so it's an all year occurrence for us, pulling people out of the mud, going and rescuing people that have gone where they shouldn't have gone, but following your GPS, and have gone around signs, whatever, to stay on that road. And so, yeah, it's pretty common for us.
Thank you for your time, Alan.
You bet.
The man remains in a St. George hospital. The woman was hospitalized in Kanab for one night before joining her husband in St. George. Chris Holmes, UPR News, Cedar City.